Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. 90 minutes to go till Rangers pregame. We got a lot of fun and entertainment on deck. Eric Nadel is joining us in 20 minutes. What you drinking, what you thinking after that. Right here, it's a Cowboys Ask Us Anything. We've had a full practice, couple of walkthroughs. Brian and Jeff have had a great opportunity to take a look at things. We also have a signing expected with Malik Hooker coming in. So at 877-881-1053, get those texts in. Do leave your name and city you're texting from so we can make you famous. Give you a credit right there for your good ideas. You know, you can build yourself a little radio personality right here. But we'll start with a 630. I'm confused why Jerry said they need a Haley or Deion type during the presser, but all the free agents they sign are bargain barrel guys. Do you think Jerry's pounding the table behind the scenes saying, guys, we need to get some more stars. Let's get a better player. Let's go trade for Gilmore. And Steven's like, you know, that wouldn't be prudent at the end of the day, Dad. We got to manage this cap.
I guess my initial reaction would be that he's just talking about we need somebody to make that sort of impact. Because I think he actually mentioned Randy Gregory after he said it, where he's like, you know, and maybe Gregory can. So I don't think he was thinking of the repercussions of the statement of the world going, right, do you know how you got those guys? You gave them a bunch of money, Jerry. I think he was skipping that part. He's just like, yeah, we just need somebody to make a real big impact and take us from what we think is good to great. And he wasn't thinking about the fact that, oh, yeah, that was big-time signings.
Got to figure out, though, if you want to pull an Amari Cooper thing. What those trades that he did or the signings he did back in the day, you know, were like pre-salary cap type moves. You know, those were like legendary, you know, go out and let's go get the hired gun type of a player. And, you know, in order to get a Charles Haley or a Deion Sanders, you're going to have to give up. We were just talking about it. What would you give up for Aaron Rodgers? What would you give up for Adams? What would you give up for these guys? You know, and you have to give up premium stuff. And if he wants one of those players to come walking through this door here in Oxnard, he's going to have to realize that, A, I'm going to have to give up a premium pick, and I'm going to have to pay him like he paid Amari Cooper,
yeah,
a $20 million player. So he could talk about wishing all those good things back in the day. Reality is, though, they're not set up to do that right now.
I wish they were, and I don't know why they're not. You know, I think, Tampa's mortgaging its future. The Rams did, and sure, they got to the Super Bowl. You know, they had to let guys go on the back half of it, and they traded some of those guys away. But look at this. Now they're right back in the mix. You know, it's not a death sentence if you kind of go for
it. But they're not willing to take the attitude of a general manager in Tampa that was about to get fired or a general manager in the Rams who hates drafting.
Okay,
you know,
like that.
And it goes all the way back to what you're talking about, General, with your accountability. If you have somebody as the general manager that every waking moment is thinking the fear of getting fired, you know, when you're comfortable,
that pushes them to make big, bold moves.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Jason Light, my buddy in Tampa, he's telling people like, man, I'm done. I am so done. And then the gift of the football world comes into his lap. Everybody thinks, oh, wow, Tom Brady, he's going to end up in California. He ends up in Tampa, Florida. And all of a sudden, Jason Light gets like a five-year contract extension. Thank you very much. So desperation will never set in here.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's a great point. Okay, 214, do you think Diggs is going to be ready to be the cornerback number one? And if so, how many more years till we have a conversation of him being the best cornerback in the league?
Easy.
Or him going to the Dolphins as a free agent, you know, after they refused to, like, give him a contract extension.
He's off to a good one-day start.
He is off to a good one-day start. I think in the OTAs and the mini camps, he was off to a good start there. I think there's a lot to his game that – you know, the where he came from, the competitive side of Alabama, playing on the big stage and all. I think last year was a good thing for him. He got nicked up, got hurt, had to fight through some things. You know, yeah, the team was awful, but I thought he made some progress. And, you know, you go out there and watch him practice today, he's not going to back down from any of these guys out there, and I think that's a positive sign.
Yeah, I think that you saw the Dak actually mentioned it in his press conference today. He's got the competitiveness that you want at that position, sort of the borderline cockiness where after he had the play along the sideline to break up slash catch a pass, was not an interception, he was out of bounds, but him and Dak started jawing, and Dak said, whatever they were talking about, Dak said, I'll bet you $1,000. Like, Dak, and I think it meant I'm coming at you next play.
Yeah.
Because the next play threw, like, a 5-yard stop to Jarwin on
right.
Diggs.
Right.
But he's willing to go at it with the quarterback,
well,
and he ain't backing down.
Diggs' reaction was great because he caught the ball and he popped up and he flung the ball straight in the air. So now the crowd's into it and all that. And Dak is over to that side of the field kind of like, no, bro, no.
out of bounds.
That Pac-12 official missed it. It's out of bounds, you know, that kind of thing. So it's good to see those guys compete like that. And it's good to see Diggs not having to go through the back of a guy to get to the ball. Play with technique, get to the ball, knock it down, and make a play.
Okay, is CeeDee going to play primarily in the slot? And if not, who is? That's Matt and Flower Mound.
Yeah, he'll be primarily the slot. It's going to be a little bit different initially because Amari Cooper is not practicing.
Yeah, there you go.
So you're getting to see some Cedric Wilson and some Noah Brown playing, and I'm sure they'll have CeeDee line up all over the place. But when you have all your guys, I think CeeDee will be your primary slot again, and CeeDee will be a superstar.
I'll tell you what, those games with Dak, what was he doing? He was playing out of the slot, attacking the middle of the field, the vertical routes. You know, Dak was hitting him down the field. Need to hit him on the move. We've seen that at Oklahoma. That was a big, big part of his game. Hopefully Dak and those guys can kind of get that going.
That's probably why he put on a few pounds.
Yeah,
he was like
body
so,
armor. Yeah.
He was like, okay, so the catch I'm going to make the most often is going to be run past the linebacker, catch the ball, and get
over
obliterated
the top. Yeah.
By the safety.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can bring about 5 more pounds to the party.
Tyler in Arlington wants to know from you, Jeff, what would a deal look like, Gilmore for Cooper?
Gilmore for Cooper. Oh, man, that doesn't even seem feasible because you're talking about a player who's under contract at a number that I think a lot of the league would like with Amari Cooper and Stephon Gilmore, who wants a contract right away. So you would be trading.
Cooper's money's going out. You'd free up the space to then sign Gilmore, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I would infinitely rather have Amari Cooper than Stephon Gilmore. If you're talking about a long-term deal, Gilmore's a corner that's now 30.
Yeah.
Cooper's a 26-year-old wide receiver. If I'm making that trade, it would be Cooper for Gilmore and a one.
Wow.
That's the way I would consider that trade.
I tell you what, I don't know if you'd get a one, but you could get something somewhere between a two and a three. I don't know if they would kick the one on you. What I do feel like, though, with Gilmore, he's actually talking about if he does make the trade, he'll play on the year, and you have to just maybe give him a one-year extension, a bump, and then it gives you time to kind of settle your cap and then think about things long-term with him.
Okay, are they still planning on bringing in Holton Hill with Malik Hooker coming in now?
Well, Holton Hill is a corner. Right? Am I right about that?
Yes, and the report was that they were working him out. Malik Hooker sounds like it's more of a done deal hinging on medical.
Medical.
Like, how does he look?
Medical and then the COVID stuff, too. Again, you have to there's a lot of people talking about you. These agents you're interviewing. Who is it? Somebody we had on earlier was talking about agents. The question that agents, the free agents they're getting asked, it's like, is your player vaccinated?
Right. Not is he healthy.
Not is he healthy, is your player vaccinated? So If he's not vaccinated, then he's going to have to pass five straight tests in order to get on the practice field. So we'll know very quickly about that.
All right, at 877-881-1053, is Kelvin Joseph really better than Nashon Wright? It seems like we hear more about the latter. Just because Fatboy was a two doesn't mean he earned the second spot.
That is disrespectful to say fat. Well, I guess he said he was a fat boy, kind of.
So he was chubby.
Back when he was a very youngster. Yeah.
He's got fleshy face. Made him look heavier than he is.
Well, that's kind of why I asked him about where we saw him practice for one day. Like, yep. are you playing left corner, or was that like the first day of practice? And he made it sound like, at least for now, the idea is that he is playing left corner. And I just think if you are playing on the left instead of the right, you have a better chance to be competing for a starting spot. Because Trevon Diggs is the starting right corner, the end.
Yep.
And right now, Nashon Wright, that's where he's working. So I guess if Nashon Wright outperformed Kelvin Joseph and outperformed Anthony Brown, and he was really just sort of popping like that, then at some point I would imagine we'd watch them get flipped, because he's still not going to take Trevon Diggs' job, but you'd have to see if he could go take the other one.
Wright's got some equity built up, you know, through OTA practices, mini camp practices. I thought he had a decent day out there yesterday. Joseph's the one playing catch up right now. He's got the baton, and he's a straightaway behind. So he needs to find a way to catch up with Wright. But I don't see Wright going away here. I really, really don't. Now, again, this is when they get these rookies in training camp. They run a ton out here. But luckily, though, they've got some off days, so they can have a chance to recover. But they got to fight through that wall. These rookies, especially corners, when they hit that wall, man, you notice it when you're watching practice.
Okay, the Autoflex Leasing Fantex is open for you. It's a Cowboys training camp AUA. Our coverage brought to you by Mortgage Financial Services and Goody Goody Liquor. Gavin, why do you say leave your name and city you're texting from? It makes it sound like you want us to leave it off, not leave it on.
What?
Okay, I didn't. Yeah, I thought that meant include it. I'm gonna change to include your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous right here in the nation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got confused on that text because I was like, "What are you saying? That you think we don't want you to listen?" Okay. So he's saying he thinks that means to not. You think hearing "leave your name and city you're texting from" means don't leave your name and city you're texting from?
Like leave it off. Yeah. Not put it on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking like you're going to come over to my house and leave your name and city you're texting from, and that's still going to be there so I can see it and read it. It's like when my fiance wife tells me to cut the AC on. I'm like, well, you want me to do what? Cut it on? Okay, cut it, but leave it on. Okay, I see. I got you now.
All right.
Will Dak pass for 4,000 yards? Which receiver hits 1,000 yards? I think all three of them hit 1,000, and yes, Dak will have probably 4,800. That's my prediction.
All right, now that we know that Amari Cooper won't practice for a while, Dak, of course, 17-game season is going to throw for 4,000 yards. I will guarantee lead pipe, lock, triple diamond platinum that CeeDee goes for 1,000 yards. Amari, if he plays at least 14 or 15 games, will go for 1,000 yards. Gallup's the wild card. I'll say yes, but I think it'll be close.
Yeah, I think with Gallup, though, it's going to be about – him trying to kind of – he's always been able to find a niche there somewhere, that ball down the field, the sideline, spectacular catch. He might have three catches, but he has 75 yards. You know, he's going to get his share, too, of those slants and stuff. That's a big body guy. He caught one yesterday, though, and Keanu Neal knocked it out of his hands. Needs to secure that a little bit better. But when you're that big, like a Gallup, you know, you can make a lot of plays that way, catching the ball inside, showing that toughness.
Okay, let me see here. I'm getting a lot of people analyzing my voice patterns here and saying I sound sarcastic and say words weird. Let me get – who is standing out the most, even if it's Dak? Who was the guy out there giving it all? That's John in traffic.
In traffic? Oh, he's in traffic. I thought you're saying like a department. I'm like, oh, a traffic guy is listening. I think Parsons stands out with just the number of ways that he was making plays. I wouldn't say anybody offensively was like, holy cow, did you see what he did today? Like, CeeDee looks good.
Zeke with a couple of runs there. I think, you know, when you're talking about giving it all, I was encouraged by what I saw from Zach Martin. I was encouraged by what I saw from Lyle Collins. You could talk about Tyron Smith all you want. I mean, he's always going to show up for you on those things. I think when effort, like I was down at that one end, Randy Gregory was rushing the passer. I thought he did a pretty good job down there. There are a lot of guys that were, I felt like that when you were watching him, it was one or two reps, and they were pretty consistent with him, and they were good reps. And so, yeah, I think that would be concerning to me, given it your all.
2-1-4, Gavin, how many games do we need to lose before we should start panicking? I'd say,
it depends
to
by
start
what,
the season.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends by what point.
You know, I think any more than five losses during the season would surprise me. I think this team's going to stack dubs during the regular season. So if they lose three or four by the midway point, I'm going to be, at that point having to really reconsider what I'm.
If this is a 2-5 team,
zero and three would be alarming to me.
Yeah, 0-3 would be alarming too, because that means you lost to Philadelphia, who we all have no respect for.
Statistically, who has a better year, Tank or Randy, if they stay healthy? That is from Randy in Canton, Texas.
Ooh, it depends what stats you want. If you're saying sacks,
tackles for loss, which is big.
I'll actually take Randy for sacks, but if you want to go to the numbers like stuffs and
tackles for loss,
pass rush win rate. Yeah.
On the whole, I'll say DeMarcus Lawrence will have a better year, but if you just want sacks, I will take the bendy man. I'll take Randy Gregory.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that if you start talking about tackles for loss, I'm going to always give it to Tank, because I think he's got a feel for that. And then Randy, I think, he's got that feel as a pass rusher. And the fact that he now knows he's got a contract in front of him, he can get some big-time money. I think you're going to see a guy that's really going to light it up this year.
They should sign him right now, by the way.
Yeah, they
should sign Randy Gregory right now.
Sure.
He's going to have a double-digit sack season, and then you're going to be
Robert Quinn.
I can't sign him.
Yeah, it's going to be Robert Quinn all over again.
Listen, we plan our cap out 8 years in advance. This wasn't in our plan, guys, so it's unfortunate we can't sign Randy.
We're budgeting for the guy we're going to draft in 2 years to get a second contract in 7 years.
Listen, we drafted too well. We can't afford anybody else. That includes our own guys. How's Garrett Gilbert looking? He still has the confidence of a Hall of Famer, if you ask me.
He's running with the twos.
Cool.
They're going to give him all the opportunities to win that job. So, yeah, I mean, I don't see anything that, unless they – to me, I've always wanted to just keep drafting quarterbacks, but that's what I come from with the Packers. And, and Mike was talking about DiNucci and all that, and he probably stayed around and worked out and had some good numbers and all that. But I think this is Gilbert's job to lose myself.
All righty. Thank you so much for the text. Love what you guys are doing there. The interaction, the questions are fantastic. We'll be back, of course, on Monday with another Cowboys training camp broadcast. We'll be here both Saturday and Sunday gathering interviews with star players and the analysis that you depend on from right here at 105 through the Fan. When we come back, Jeff, what exactly would you like to talk about anyway?
I think I'd like to talk to Eric Nadel, if I'm not mistaken. That would be
my
goal coming up next.
All right. Rangers are in Houston tonight. Allard and Odorizzi on the hill. Eric Nadel back with the team after a brief midseason vacay, as he does. Segments brought to you by Tolbert Garage Door and by My Computer Career, plus Rubin and Associates. If you are drowning in debt, call our guy Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. He'll talk with you personally. Take control of your debt, eliminate your stress, and allow you to live life again. Starts with a simple confidential phone call. Mark Rubin, 1-800-LAWYERS. Rubin and Associates, DallasTexasLegal.com. Good afternoon, Eric. How the heck are you?
I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to see Curtis Terry take his first big league at bats.
Yes, Curtis Terry. This is my guy, Eric, because you know what I don't care about? Prospect rankings. You know what I care about? Dudes that mash. And Curtis Terry's been mashing, so let's go.
Oh, that's that guy you've been telling us about.
The minor leaguer who isn't like a highly ranked guy, but he just keeps hitting bomb skis and his OPS is great. And I'm like, let's go. This guy earned it, Eric.
And, statistically anyway, and I haven't seen him very much. I wasn't in spring training this year. I think he came up a couple of times last year before the pandemic shut down spring training. So I don't really have a feel for him. But just looking at the numbers, a thing that's really encouraging, he's a right-handed hitter, but he crushes right-handed pitching. He's not one of these guys who feasts on lefties who you don't see that often. He's got an OPS above 1,000 against righties this year and a batting average of .320. 14 of his 17 home runs have come off right-handed pitchers, and that's mostly what he's going to see.
And I don't know much about him other than that he mashes, because I think I saw a quote from Woody where it was like, yeah, he's up here to hit. And that's one of the things I just enjoy to hear, like with Willie Calhoun. It was like, where do you play? And what did he say? Three hole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, great. I have no idea if this guy can play defense, but let's score us some runs.
Yeah, he's now, not known for his defense. And, you know, when I asked Chris Woodward to categorize him as a hitter, he said, I'll put it this way, he hits two iron shots.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a
liners.
Fairly low
yeah.
stinger.
That's
yeah.
a stinger.
Yeah, he's got some stinger to him.
I like that.
Eric Nadel here with us on the Fan. Now, I think the fans are pretty excited to have you back, Eric, for many reasons, but maybe most notably right now, we need something to break this mojo, man. Is there a history of you leaving and the team forgetting how to win or what?
Not as drastically as this year. Mm. This year has been ridiculous. I think they've lost 18 of the 20 games that I haven't worked. So I don't know if the blood is on my hands or it's on Jared's hands, but we'll try and get things turned around here tonight in Houston.
Now with, I believe, the corresponding or one of the corresponding moves was our guy Nick Solak going down to the minor leagues. Is that a break, a reset, a punishment? What are we looking at with Solak?
Yeah, I think it's a reset. You know, part of it is to help him get his confidence back. But according to Chris Woodward, you know, he was trying to make some adjustments. Clearly the league had made an adjustment to him. And in order for him to adjust back, there were some swing changes he needed to make. And it was difficult for him to make it against major league pitching, you know, in a game situation, especially with the team struggling. He would always kind of default back to what he used to do in the past. And they figure in the minor leagues, he can really concentrate on those changes that he needs to make. And hopefully it won't take too long before he's back.
Well, hey, Eric, we're out here in California at Oxnard, California. And I just wondered, the song California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas, you know, it's a 1965 song. It's the 89th best song out of the top 500. Is that too low for that song, or is that just about right?
No, it's much too low for that song. It's,
okay.
It's one of my all-time favorite songs. You've got incredible harmonies. The message is great, and it really appealed to me as a kid growing up in New York, always wanting to be in California.
Sure.
I was California dreaming all the time.
It's one of the way it opens up, though, the way it starts, it's so recognizable that way. And then it just kind of flows into it, right?
Yeah, the na-na-na-na-na-na at the beginning is...
Exactly, yeah.
It's beautiful. So you guys, I understand you guys are experiencing some pretty high humidity out there in Oxnard.
It's been warmer than usual.
I was looking at the weather app earlier.
Yeah.
And you're actually more humid right now than we are here in Houston.
I was wondering why I keep having to take off my hoodie, you know. The coastal breeze is coming in, but it's not cutting through. It's quite warm.
Yeah, there's a bit of a difference in temperature, though. I think we're about 22 or 23 mm-hmm. degrees different. There.
Yeah, I'll take what we got, Eric.
Yeah. How do you like what Colby Allard's done so far this year, and what's his goal, you think, for the second half?
I like it. You know, I love the fact that, you know, he's been aggressive. He's not walking people. That's probably the best thing about it. He's challenging hitters. He's working at a really confident pace. And, you know, one thing I noticed this week that was interesting is that Colby's spin rate has actually gone down more drastically than that of any other Ranger starting pitcher. But he hasn't lost that much effectiveness. And I asked Chris Woodward about it today, and he said, in fact, they're happy that his spin rate is going down because they don't want him throwing fastballs up in the zone. They said it has nothing to do with use of substances or anything like that. They're trying to get him to get the ball down more rather than up. So on his fastball anyway, they'd rather he have a lower spin rate, the reverse of almost every pitcher in baseball.
Very interesting. Now, speaking of cheating, who is the Astros player you most respect on this baseball team?
Yuli Gurriel. Just because I've been in Cuba, I saw him play in Cuba. I know what he went through in Cuba. I went to a game many years ago in Sancti Espiritu. It's a little town in Cuba where he is from and where he was playing at the time. And, you know, they don't have real good concession stands in the ballparks there. So before the game started, I went outside and there was a pizza stand outside.
Oh, wow.
And I got in the line to buy a pizza. This is, I'm guessing, 15 minutes before the game. So I'm in line to buy a pizza. These are horrible pizzas, but they're, you know, they're better than nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm standing in the pizza line, and I just happened to see out of the corner of my eye a guy coming and standing in line behind me wearing a Sancti Spiritus uniform, and I turned around, and it was Yuli Gurriel.
Jeez.
This is the best player in Cuba. And the best he could do for a pregame meal was to get in the same line with the fans to buy a 25-cent little frozen Cuban pizza that's been reheated. And I started chatting him up, and we had a great conversation. And, to see what he's been able to do coming over here, becoming a real quality major league hitter, as well as a great fielder at first base, and he was always a third baseman or a second baseman in Cuba. I just have nothing but respect for that guy.
Eric, am I right that you taught yourself how to speak Spanish?
I took classes.
Okay, but you've done games in Spanish, right?
I've done games in Spanish I did it for the Rangers for a couple of years.
Sure.
When Luis Mayoral was our Spanish announcer, and on the road he would work by himself. And he needed a break in the middle of the game to go smoke a cigarette and go to the bathroom. And I would generally do a half an inning or an inning by myself in Spanish.
Yeah, but okay, so to do a game in Spanish, do you have a different mindset, or is it, I mean, mindset in like you have to look at the game or describe it a different way, or is there more flair to it? I mean, it's famous, these announcers that do soccer and stuff, and it's the goal, but do you have to do something different when you're doing the game in Spanish when you're watching it?
For me, it was just about survival.
I got you. I got you.
I was just trying to spit the right words out. I don't think there was a whole lot of style.
Yeah.
But the great thing about it, the easy thing about play-by-play, is it's all in the present tense. So I didn't have to worry about complicated verb conjugations. But then when something weird would happen, like one of the first games I did, there was an argument in Cleveland about whether a home run was fair or foul. And all of a sudden now you're getting into conversations, and everything wasn't in the present tense. And I just kept looking over my shoulder, hoping that Louis would come back and bail me out. Speaking of Cleveland, by the way, what do you think of the new name? What do you think about Guardians?
Guardians is okay. I wish they'd have gone Spiders. And the logo, to me, maybe it'll grow on me, but it looks real cartoony. I don't love the logo.
The baseball with the wings on it?
Yeah.
I didn't know the Guardians was something that tied in with Cleveland after reading about it. Maybe it makes sense, but it sounded too much like the movie or Disney-ish or something.
Yeah, and I wonder if they're trying to appeal to younger fans, and that was part of it. But I was aware of those statues on the bridge. I've seen them a million times. I was really, being a music guy, I was hoping for Rockers.
That would have been good, Eric.
But apparently that was the name of their short-lived WNBA team.
Oh, that's right.
That it could be in honor of that team.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why they didn't do
Cross
it.
All the lines.
The Rockets. Probably a lot of
litigation issues.
All right, Eric, what you drinking and what you thinking?
Well, what I'm drinking, and you guys are going to love this. You probably know this machine. I know they have them at Five Guys and some other places. They're Coke machines where they have a million different kinds of drinks.
Yes, sir.
You can mix them up. I call it the suicide machine.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And they have one of these here in Houston. And the first two times we came here, the machine wasn't operating yet. It was some sort of COVID thing. But it's back in operation. So today, I was able to do a diet lemonade thing with five different kinds of lemonade. They have, cherry lemonade and lemon lime lemonade and grape lemonade. And so I'm in heaven because I'm drinking from the suicide machine all weekend. What I'm thinking is more people need to know about Gary Goldman. Gary Goldman is a comedian. He's based in New York. He has battled depression his entire life. He's had three major HBO specials, the last of which was called The Great Depression, which is his battle with depression made into a comedy special, which is just genius that he managed to do this. Everybody needs to see this. It gives you a great appreciation for the battles that people have who suffer from anxiety and depression. And it's really, really entertaining. It's Gary Goldman, The Great Depression. It's on HBO Max.
Did he do that other one you told us about in and of itself?
No.
No.
Different guy?
That was Derek Del Gaudio.
Okay. I got to square it away now.
People need to see that, too, if they haven't seen it. That's on Hulu.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, have a great weekend, man. We'll catch you up with you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. He's the great Eric Nadell right here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Gary Goldman. I'm going to look that bad boy up this weekend. Let me tell you this first before we do anything else. Eric Nadell brought to you by Medical City Healthcare, the destination of choice for healthcare excellence. Okay, what do we have? Oh, it's time now for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053, and we're back here on the Fam. Currently, I am drinking Diet Pepsi. I'm thinking about this story I still haven't told you from the flight Tuesday night, as it is time now for the one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. Yeah, a little 12-ounce Diet Pepsi here. Salute to the official soda sponsor of the Cowboys. As we're taking off Tuesday night, there's a European couple to my left. You know, they have different social norms in different countries.
I'm not judging.
But shortly after takeoff, I look over, and this gal is straight up taking her pants off.
Oh, okay? She's like the lady version of Brian in our room. Pants off all the time.
Yeah, she takes her pants off, and it startled me. So I looked over, and she just looked at me like, what? I'm taking my pants off. I was like, okay. So I turned back around. It was minding my own business. But she then got under a blanket and was just hanging out the whole flight, getting as comfortable as possible. You know, some people,
I support that.
They come home, they want to, and she was like, well, I'm to hell with being on this flight for 3 hours with my pants on. And then as we're landing, right after we landed, I look over again, and she's in the process of pulling them up.
Yeah, good for her.
I guess I'm going to need pants now to get back out in the world.
Yeah, what are you trying to say? That you did not approve of this behavior, or what?
It was just unique, man. It's something I never saw. Yeah, I wish I was courageous enough to just go for it like that. It looked very relaxing.
I thought I put us in some decent seats. I didn't mean for you to get scarred that way.
No, I think that was like entitled rich lady behavior. Yeah. Those were very nice seats. Yes, thank you, Brian.
They'd have turned the plane around if one of us took our pants off.
Yeah, you know, we'd have a record already being a predator or something like that. Here's Jeff with what he's drinking and thinking.
Oh, I actually stumbled upon an official beer of the Cowboys. I have a Miller Lite in hand, and I'm drinking it. And this happens to me a lot. I'm literally thinking nothing. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, surely you're thinking something. And I'm like, no, I have nothing to say right now. So here's Brian. Can't wait to hear from the Tolos.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. I am currently drinking another official product of the Cowboys. That's Deja Blue. That's a water. And I am thinking, I'm really looking forward to this weekend again of getting out here and actually watching back-to-back practices. That's what I'm excited about. Like, you know, these guys have got me interested. This is a camp that has a lot of questions about it. And the more that you get to watch these guys practice live, the more you can kind of find those answers. So I'm excited for what the weekend has to hold. I know Jeff and I are going to do some stuff, videos, Gavin yourself, and then be on the weekend shows and stuff. So we're out here full time doing this, and I'm excited about getting some back-to-back practices under our belt.
Yeah, I got some videos coming up on the G-Bag Nation YouTube, and of course we're throwing that over at 105thethefan.com. That's where you should really go, 105thethefan.com, where you can get all the videos right there. And we go back to the Pimp Cup now for what Lucius Alexander is drinking.
Yeah. I'm drinking a water, half a gallon down already.
There you go. Nice.
That's a whole gallon for the day, by the way, y'all.
You're behind schedule.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. I get it in, though. Yeah, okay. All right. Let's see. But there's a liquor store right behind me, so I'm going to get some ranch waters after work.
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
Stay hydrated.
Exactly. And I'm thinking about heading over to Wingstop and try some of those thighs.
Oh, yeah, thigh stop.
Okay, so is that a real thing? Are they on wings?
It's a real thing. And I'm going to try it and watch the opening ceremonies of the Olympics tonight. I already seen it, but I'm going to watch it again, you know.
All right. Yeah. Oh, it's on TV tonight, but it already happened, so you've seen highlights on social.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
that's always weird.
I watched it this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're replaying it for prime time for the Americans.
Oh. You know, yeah. Okay. All right.
Real quick, Lucius, can I ask you what happened across the street yesterday? Did you ever figure it out?
Yeah, a guy had a fake bomb.
Fake bomb.
He wasn't about that life.
I think he tried to carjack a guy outside, and it didn't go well for him, and he got his bluff got called, and eventually he was incarcerated. Yeah. All righty, Lucius, where are we going first?
Let's see. Let's holler at Kenny. You know Kenny's up first.
Yeah.
What's up, Kenny?
Evening, Kenny. What you drinking?
Well, I'm actually eating a red seedless watermelon marinated with shots of rock and roll tequila.
Of course.
I love it. And what you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, like you said a while ago about getting on here and being famous, I'm being recognized by other shows on that station.
Very cool.
And at Walmart and at the flea market in Quinlan.
It's called building a brand, Kenny. You're doing it.
And so, Lucius Alexander, Mr. CBD. Big Booty Nudie, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much.
Dos Equis, Kavanaugh, and you, General. Yep. You really are the general. For this, I salute you.
You bet you, buddy. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you. Big booty nudie.
The big booty nudie. Now I get it.
Brian's the big booty
nudie. He's hanging
out
there naked.
I like that. I like where he's going.
That's a good punchline. I'm a little slow on the uptake here today, Kenny and Quinlan, but appreciate you. Man, he loves that rock and roll tequila.
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
So much. He loves his arts and crafts, too, but I appreciate it. I got two bedside lamps made out of rock and roll tequila bottles.
Have you guys had that infused version of, like, he's doing the tequila?
With the watermelon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done it, I think, with rum before. Or maybe some kind of schnapp. It was delicious. Yeah. It was a great way to get hammered. Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
I hit
next?
That bypass thing on my mic again. You guys didn't tell me.
No, we can hear you all right. Yeah.
I couldn't hear myself. Oh, yeah. Dan in St. Louis. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. He's how you back. Doing? It's hard to follow Kenny, though, when you get on, I know.
Well, you're becoming quite a legend yourself,
you're
Dan.
You're building
in
a
St.
brand,
Louis.
Too, Dan.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What you drinking?
Hey, well, I just got home from the store, and I was sitting in my driveway listening to your show, realizing what time it was. So I'm opening my first Coors Light, and I'm drinking it in my truck, talking to you.
Yeah, nice.
There you go.
Mountains Blue. And what you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that I need a little help for some, maybe some inspiration, because I'm already concerned that the I guess Hard Knocks gloom is coming over this whole camp and season. You know, they hype up all the good stuff, Dak and Zeke and blah, 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 blah. And now DeMarcus Lawrence is out, and we don't have any more linemen. And then Amari Cooper, thank God they didn't trade Gallup, and it may not be his he'll be back to 2019 Cooper. And I'm thinking 8-9 this year when I was getting excited about coming into this season. Can I hang my hat on anything? What have you guys seen?
Well, I'm not ready for that yet. Another injury season of disappointment and low expectations. I'm not ready to go there quite yet. I don't think we've gotten confirmation. I think they're just being careful with injuries, like they should have been with Dak in December, Jeff.
With Dak in December.
Yeah, they're just being careful with injuries.
Working a little hard, too hard.
Oh.
Pushing it. They don't want to push it too much.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Very
push it.
I understand. Push it real good.
Crazy. Nuts.
Yeah, and imagine this. All of the Dallas Cowboys media is about 20 feet from us, sitting in a tent, looking at us like we're idiots.
So jealous.
And we don't care.
Looking over their glasses at us.
Just heat stroking over there. Yeah. They call themselves journalists.
And enjoy staring at your laptops for another half hour, waiting for coordinators to show up while we have fun. I forgot the question. Oh, yeah, the Cowboys are going to be fine. Look, you're good. Don't worry about it. You got Dak Prescott. It's all good.
No, Mr. Insider Man?
Mr. Insider Man says, you know what, if they could fix the things that ail them, and that's on defense, all of a sudden you get the rookies to play well. You know, we've got to figure out that safety thing. And these corners, man, for one day, I'm encouraged. But I got 11 more of these things we got to get through.
He's encouraged so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not hearing anything from the trainers about the injuries or anything like that.
The trainers are telling us that when it's time for the lights to come on, Tank will be ready to go. So,
ready to rock. So far, so good, Dan. No need to jump yet. Okay, Lucius, who's next?
Let's go to Blair in Dallas, or he says it, Blair.
Blair.
What's up, Blair?
What's up, fellas? Tolo.
Good evening. Thank you so much for Tolo and what you drinking, Blair.
Salute, General. I am drinking. I had a couple of shots of that good old Douce.
Yay.
And I'm about to follow that up with a straight glass of that Douce.
Okay.
And then I'm going to test this good old plain of this mother's milk here when I get home in a moment.
All right.
Mother's milk.
It's a good Red Hot Chili Pepper album.
That's a little bit of that, you know, it's legal out there where y'all at. But yeah.
Oh, you're going to be doing drugs.
Oh. I wouldn't call it drugs. No. But yeah,
we're not calling it drugs. No, we're not.
I thought you called your old lady mother.
CBD for my man, Lucy.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you. I
got it. Got it, Blair.
Yeah.
Okay, what you thinking?
I'm thinking, you know, I'm really, really, really PO'd.
About
really
what?
PO'd because I should be getting ready for a heavyweight trilogy fight tomorrow night.
Oh, no.
What happened? Yeah.
Biggest duck, the biggest PED abuser, drug abuser, cheater, liar in boxing, that Gypsy King.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the crackhead.
So now I have to wait till October the 9th. I was really excited for that fight.
Yeah,
I was really, really excited, man. So now I just got this Cowboy season to look forward to. And I didn't want us to be on Hard Knocks, but, you know, I'm pretty much – I'm looking forward to it.
Blair, you know, I look forward to your next call, buddy, and I appreciate that one at 877-881-1053. Sorry about your
real good.
How about we get one more, Lucius?
Yeah, my man Blair is on that. Feeling good.
He's coping well. We're
going
to have to get him a full segment of what you're drinking.
He could have gone for a half hour.
Let's go to Robert. What's up, Robert? Robert, you hang up?
No, I'm here, sir.
All right. Phone is
all right.
Horrible.
That's an old school line, Robert. You're on a landline for real,
Green
aren't you?
Green Acres is
yes,
the place.
Yes. And what you drinking, Robert?
He's on the grassy knoll.
He's on the moon.
I'm drinking old school 40-ounce Mickey's.
Okay. Oh, wow. I like it.
Wow. With your phone. With your phone.
What I'm thinking, gentlemen, is when I get home, I'm going to cook my first time Philly cheesesteak on my first black sauce my wife purchased for me. Ooh. So I'd be open to any tips on what I need, how I need to cook it.
You cutting a brisket?
Or buy a cell phone?
He's talking about a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, Philly cheesesteak.
How do you cut that? You chomp? How do you do that? How do you get that beef that way?
Well, you could take a spatula. If he's cooking on a flat top,
uh-huh,
and you got the oil, so you need to get it going. But you take that steak, that sirloin, and make sure you could take the side of that. If you got a long spatula,
uh-huh,
and just chop that thing and then scoop it up and then keep flipping it on top of itself and just keep chopping down until you get it down to some manageable bits that how you want to do it. But make sure, you got to use that cheese whiz, by the way, man. You got to go with the straight
whiz.
Old school cheese whiz to make it work.
Yes. If he's got any other questions, probably a YouTube video he could check out.
Yeah, he could. Yep. That's the great thing about it is you could look at the videos for those guys at Tony Luke's and those places, Pat's, Mike's. They show you all those places how to get those cheesesteaks off that flat top.
Somebody got shot at one of those places yesterday or the day before in a fight between like
Eagles and Giants, right?
Was that right? It was Eagles and Giants arguments. So they just shot each other.
Shot each other, yeah.
That sounds very northeast.
I challenge you to a duel.
They shot each other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, one shot the one.
I thought they shot each other.
I don't think the other one had the firearm. Yeah. He just thought it was, hey, Tommy, I'm going to beat you up. And he was like, I got a gun, though.
I used to live in the middle of all that, yeah.
Listen, guys, don't shoot each other.
No, please don't.
Definitely not worth it.
Only shoot dumb people. Bad people.
What?
Yeah. Just dump that.
Okay.
I'll edit it out right now. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, man.
Our training camp coverage brought to you by Goody Goody Liquor, Mortgage Financial Services, and Twin Peaks. You can check us out at 105thefan.com there on The Fan Cam. It is time now for Jeff's unnamed sports segment of the day. Where are we headed, buddy?
Dueling sports headlines in DFW, and maybe something stupid is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.